every time the sun came up, I wear my shades in style, my tinted view appealed to me. Even more importantly, the world outside could never see the hurt behind the smile. And I knew in my mind I was walking blind, trying desperately to find a way.
Welcome to Light. These are true stories about real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. Living in God's hands today isn't just a good idea. When you think about it, it's absolutely essential to our well-being, especially when you consider all the different kinds of relationships we have with one another. The closest relationships are sometimes the toughest to maintain.
My name's Greg, and I'm a living example of the old saying, like father, like son. But I didn't realize this for the first 40 years of my life. My dad and I had the same personality. The only difference was, he drank. I never did. Ever hear of an alcoholic personality? That's where you're convinced everything you do is right, and you know absolutely what is best for everyone else. It's like playing God. You must be in control.
I'm Christina. I was, well, or am, a first-generation Italian. I was raised in a strict Italian traditional home. I went to a parochial school and worked at the family business. Period. Hope for me was that someday I could get married and get out.
In New York City, I got a job that was my entree into politics. I was 26. And then one day, a high school buddy asked me to be in his wedding. One of those big Italian weddings you hear about. Then all of a sudden,
our family had a restaurant, and I worked there like a good girl, but when I turned 19, I got a secretarial job in New York City. I couldn't even think about college. Working as a secretary may not seem like much, but it was like being liberated to me. While my mother was away, we got an invitation to the wedding of a friend, so my father took me with him.
Hey, are you Italian?
Yes. Are you?
No. My buddy said that everybody dances at Italian weddings, so I...
Okay, I guess so.
Do you live around here?
No, we live in Pelham. You?
New York. I work there.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, what do you do? Oh, wait, no, wait. Let me guess, huh? You're an interpreter at the UN?
I wish, no. I'm just a secretary. I work in a small... Well, we made plans to have a date. On that date, Greg proposed to me. I said yes, and invited Greg over to dinner to meet his future in-law.
So, my daughter tells me you are in politics.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going to run for a seat in the state assembly.
Yes, and Christina, while you're all over the state as a politician, what will she do?
Well, I'm going to work for Greg, Papa. Mm. I'll be campaigning along with him.
Campaign.
Oh, it's very exciting working together.
Christina, your father and I...
No, please, let me speak. Christina, this wedding, it can't
oh,
be...
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be a big wedding, Papa. We'd be satisfied.
No, Christina, no wedding.
What do you mean?
What? What your father means is you can't get married.
Wait a minute. What do you mean can't?
Oh, Papa, what are you saying?
I'm sorry, no wedding.
Wait a minute, don't I get a say in this matter? What is
no,
going on?
No, you're not Italian.
Oh, Papa!
Not Italian? I mean, who cares?
Please, Christina, listen to me.
No, you listen to me, Chris. You just forget about getting married. We could just live together.
Hey, that's enough! You insult my daughter? You see my...
Now, Papa, don't lose your temper like this.
Oh,
just...
God will punish you. Your children will not be healthy. They'll be sick, you'll see.
Well, we got married. That was the last time I was in a church of any kind. Greg wouldn't allow it, ever. Our religion was politics. We worked hard, campaigned hard, but Greg lost, and being in politics without a law degree is a dead end, so he went back to graduate school and then entered the world of advertising. In the next 12 years, we moved a lot, even to Europe.
Well, after 2 years, we came home. Then, I had started a lawn care business in Connecticut with a friend and his son, Rick. We built a nice business, but I got this itch to explore.
Greg and Chris are two very different people. Most couples are like that. That's why our Lord's grace in our lives is so important. We have to realize that God lives in other people too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, He can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Chris, I'm home.
I'm in the dining room trying to wallpaper. Oh, hi, Rick.
Hi, Chris. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Chris, listen, Rick and I've got some great news.
Hey, Chris, this looks great.
Yeah, every waking moment is spent decorating.
It was your idea to buy this place. You're the one who wanted to make a palace out of this monster.
Yeah, well, I've got a better idea. We're going to buy a sailboat, take the girls out of school, and sail around the world.
What?
I mean, Rick has found a great boat for us.
It needs a little work, but I'll help fix it up. I mean,
we could set sail this summer.
No, something else to fix up. We still have this big house here.
Look, we'll sell this house. I've already talked to a broker.
And then what? What happens when you're through gallivanting around the world? I am not living on a boat the rest of my life.
Listen, maybe we could pray about this, you know?
Hey, Rick, come on. Look, I told you to knock off the religious nonsense.
Well, I thought I could sort of help, you know?
Rick, I don't want to hear about it.
Look, Greg, I think Rick was only trying to help.
Chris, I don't need that kind of help. I need muscle help, but I need a little more enthusiasm around here.
Well, I am not giving up a home for any boat. It's not fair to me or the girls to come back to nothing.
Okay, then, all right, here's what we'll do. We'll sell this place, buy the boat, but buy a smaller house to live in while we fix the boat up. I mean, then we can come back to that house. How's that sound? Is that a deal?
In one day, we sold our home, bought the boat, and bought a smaller home. In one day! For the next year, Greg, Rick, the girls, and I spent our time making an old hulk seaworthy. Just about the time we finished, the money ran out. So Greg sold the house we were coming back to. Oh, I was furious. Rick helped us load the boat, and we sailed for Florida in November. It wasn't a happy departure. Rick had been trying all year to get Greg interested in praying or anything religious. Greg really lost it when Rick offered a prayer as we left. If it hadn't been so sad, it would have been comical. Rick was praying, Greg was screaming, and the girls and I were crying. Oh, it was a horrible trip down. When we finally got there, I had a few things to add to the boat before I was going to sail around the world, so I started the work.
A few things? I mean, it took 6 months to make the changes that she wanted, and $17,000. Well, then Chris announced that she wasn't going. I mean, for a month, we argued. I mean, it was tough on the girls, so we sent them to visit their cousins in New Jersey. And then one day, Chris left for good. I mean, she'd cleaned out everything that was hers and moved up to stay with her brother on Long Island. Well, I brought the girls down to Florida. Chris, she filed for divorce. I mean, all of a sudden, here was a problem that I couldn't solve. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I mean, should I sail away with the girls or send them to my mother's or just forget the whole thing? One day, I heard this voice say, "Call Rick. You've got to call Rick." Well, I didn't even have any idea what his number was, but I got to the phone and I just punched numbers like a madman.
I was expecting your call.
Who is this?
It's Rick. You called me, remember?
Rick? Well, I don't believe this. I mean, how could you...
I know what's going on, Greg.
What do you mean?
You and Chris are hurting.
Yeah. Rick, what can I do?
I think we should pray.
Rick, look, I... Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right.
God. Greg needs some help now, and... We're just asking for your strength and understanding at this time. And please just give us your love and strength. In the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Greg? Greg?
Yeah?
I think you should go see a pastor.
Rick, I don't know any.
Listen. You'll find one, okay? God will help you.
Rick? Hello? Rick? He hung up. Just like that. I didn't know it then, but God had his hand on me. For First to call Rick, then to find an old friend who turned out to be a recovering alcoholic. He directed me to a Lutheran pastor who ran a halfway house. The pastor told me I had an alcoholic personality, even though I didn't drink. The girls went to live with Chris, and, well, for the next 6 months, I went to an AA meeting, an Al-Anon meeting, and church, all three, every single day. I mean, some people can change with a blink. I mean, they hear a certain sermon, read a passage, and be totally changed. It took me 6 months of constant input and prayer to begin to come around to having a faith. I put the boat up for sale and moved back to Connecticut. I rented a house and the girls came to live with me for a while. And one day I was scanning the local paper and was shocked to read that Chris had been in a terrible auto accident and was in a coma. When she regained consciousness, she refused to see me. She recovered, our lawyers talked, and the divorce papers that she had filed were waiting to be signed. A few weeks went by and she still hadn't signed them. Hello?
Greg?
Chris? Chris, I'm glad you called. Listen, are you going to sign the divorce papers?
Greg, I think we should talk.
Well, I think we should, too.
I'm concerned about the girls and about us.
Oh, Chris, the girls are fine. Chris, look, you probably won't believe this, but well, I've been taking them to Rick's church and...
You to church?
Yeah. Will you go with us this Sunday?
I'd love to.
Chris, you know, I've changed. I mean, I see things very differently than the way I used to. You know, I'd been trying to shape and control everyone, but... You see, now I know that only God can do that. And, well, I'm really sorry.
Oh, Greg. Look, the past doesn't matter anymore.
Your past is all forgiven.
In the 8th chapter of Romans, it says there is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. If any of you have reached the point of separation, not just with your faith, but with your children, your wife, your husband, or friends, pray about it. Here's a couple of questions. How many of you are A-types, married to Z-types? And how do you handle it? Another question. Chris's father was opposed to his daughter marrying a non-Italian. Where do you stand on mixed marriages, either religious or ethnic or racial? And at what point, if ever, do you think, is separation justifiable?